Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. We'll get back to the Royals coming up in just a little bit. I do want to talk about the Sweet 16 that we had yesterday and maybe the NCAA tournament as a whole. Coming into this tournament, I said there were three major questions. As we are a little bit halfway past done with the NCAA tournament, I think we kind of have an answer to those three questions. Let's start with number one. I'm willing to stand before you guys and say, hey, I was wrong about Duke. I don't care what the other teams in the ACC look like. And I was hard on the Clemsons and the Wake Forest and Louisville and all of the other dregs of the ACC. Yo, that's my bad. Because I've watched Duke heavily these last two games in the NCAA tournament. Hey, that team is good, man. We'll talk more specifically about Cooper Flagg here coming up in a bit, but it's not just him. James can hoop. Knipple can hoop. They got surrounding pieces. They're well coached. They can get up and run. They can defend. Hey, I was wrong about Duke. I'm willing to stand here before you guys and say, hey, I didn't understand. That is the best team in the country. Doesn't mean they're going to win this thing. Because as you are seeing in this, there's a lot of really good teams. The Duke Blue Devils have been the best team in this NCAA tournament. And if we're counting the regular season, which I know that I was discrediting the ACC and what that conference brought to the table, they've been the best team in the country for the last 90 days. And they have certainly looked the part. You know, the thing that has really impressed me the most with Cooper Flagg, especially given his age, is his basketball IQ. There isn't anything that you can ask him to do that he can't do. If you need him to bring the ball up the floor and run point for you, he can. If you need to run your offense through him, you can. If you need him to step up and hit threes for you, if you need him to post up and be a more conventional big and turn around and play back to the basket, he can do that. If you need him to be a willing passer, I mean, he's throwing alley-oops. He's driving, penetrating, kick, finding open men. His basketball IQ at 18 years old is phenomenal. And he has grown from seeing him play in the very beginning of the season and watching all the YouTube highlights, getting a feel for his game as he came into college basketball, and now seeing how his game has matured. They were right. He looks like a basketball prodigy. Now, what is the ceiling for Cooper Flagg? We obviously will see as he transitions to the next level, and we don't have too many more games to see him playing at this level. He is the best college basketball player, and I don't really think that it's that close if you are factoring everything in. Age, athleticism, IQ, ability to go get a bucket defensively. He can do a lot of different things on the basketball court. So I want to at least start with one of my questions was, how is Duke going to handle being in a fight? They've handled it pretty well so far. They handled it against Baylor. They handled it against Arizona. We'll see what they look like as they continue on. And they're about to play a very strong, legitimate test in the Alabama Crimson Tide, who have shown they can score on just about anybody. They showed you that in the round of 16. So that's number one. Hey, I was wrong on Duke. I'll stand here and admit it. Make fun of me if you want. I said coming into this tournament, they were one of my big questions. They've answered it. Number two, let's stick with the Alabama theme. We don't need to keep having this conversation about the SEC every day. They were a dominant conference. And what this tournament was going to be defined by with the SEC was not going to be how Oklahoma did in round one, was not going to be how Missouri looked in round one, or if Texas was able to advance past the first four and make a run in this thing. No, how we were going to evaluate the SEC was, hey, you've told me they got four or five legit big dogs in this thing. How do those big dogs look? And you know what? Florida looks like a big dog in this thing. Auburn, the teams that you told me were good have been good and look like teams that could win the NCAA tournament. That was the point of this, right? They got seven teams in the Sweet 16. They're likely going to grab a couple of those Final Four spots. The SEC did exactly what they were supposed to do heading into this tournament. They have been a cut above the rest. All the brands and teams people told me were going to be good, they've been good. Duke came in with a lot of hype. The one seeds have come in with a lot of hype. Michigan State, the teams that people told you were going to be good, they've been good in this tournament. It's lived up to that. Sure, maybe it doesn't have the upsets. Maybe it doesn't have the surprises. It has been the marquee teams of college basketball showcasing. In fact, they were the marquee teams in college basketball this season. So that was number two. Number one was Duke. How are they going to look? Number two was the SEC. And were they going to live up to the incredibly high bar and standard that people had placed on them heading into this tournament? And the last thing was about St. John's. They were the most popular Final Four pick coming into this NCAA tournament on the gambling apps. Everybody was rooting for St. John's. Everybody wanted to see how they looked, how they handled this tournament, how they advanced. That was a major question coming into this thing. They didn't make it to round two or round three. They were eliminated in the second round. They were really the only big dog that got bit in the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. For a tournament that was incredibly chalky, it was chalky for everybody except Rick Pitino's squad. It's been chalky for everybody else. So I thought we came into this tournament with three major questions. I think we already have our answer. Now, is an SEC team going to win the national championship? We'll see. You guys know I picked Houston to win this thing at the very beginning of the season. I thought Florida is very, very good. I have Florida playing Houston in the national championship. Duke is obviously going to be a very, very difficult out in this thing. Again, the cream has certainly risen to the top. Now, maybe that's the transfer portal. Maybe that's name, image, and likeness. Whatever it is. But the teams that we expected to be good in this tournament have actually turned out to be that way. And I think it's put us in line for some really great basketball this weekend. It should be. The Elite Eight, the Final Four. We're done with Cinderella. There are no more Cinderellas. It's going to be great teams, great coaches, future pros. This is high-level basketball we are talking about now. But as we are about halfway done with this tournament and we are heading into the weekend, I do think that, Rob, the biggest questions that I had for the NCAA tournament, for the most part, I don't need to see the rest of this thing play out to at least know that those questions were answered. And now it's different questions. Can Cooper Flagg and Duke finish this thing out? Is the SEC going to win the national championship? Those are now the questions we have as we're winding this thing down.
Let's talk for me about the SEC and that question, because I think that question is still a question. If you are a conference that's going to get 14 teams in the tournament, I don't think the expectation is, well, all your good teams made the Sweet 16 Elite Eight. I don't know that's a success story yet. I think the SEC needs to get one, at minimum, into the Final Four. Because if you're going to set the record for most teams in the dance, which is what the SEC did, I don't think you can take a victory lap when, hey, look, we made the Elite Eight. Hey, look, we made the Sweet 16. That's what you're supposed to do. You have, outside of Arkansas, you have one and two seeds remaining. Congratulations, that's the job. There's more to accomplish. If the Final Four ends up being Texas Tech and Houston and Duke and Michigan State, I don't know that's a win for the SEC just because they made the second weekend of the NCAA tournament. I think you're right about Cooper Flagg. Hey, we got our question answered. I get why people are down on him. I was down on him. It's not a very sexy game. That question's been answered. Our St. John's question has been answered. I think the jury remains out on the SEC because if you're going to put 14 in the dance, you got to get one into the final weekend. You got to have one playing into that. What is it? San Antonio this year? You got to get one, especially when you're carrying a two seed or a three seed will be in the Elite Eight. We know a two seeded in Alabama is in the Elite Eight. And a one seed and probably another one seed, you got to cash the ticket somewhere.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just, at this point, I would be very, very surprised. And obviously, we don't have the answer yet. We're waiting to see what happens and how this weekend finishes up. I would be stunned if there was not one SEC team in the Final Four. I would be very, very surprised. Now, do they need to get two teams in the Final Four to validate all of those things? I don't know. Do they need to win the national championship to validate all of the conversation that's been around this team? That obviously remains to be seen. But I would just be, at this point, with what we've seen from the elite teams of college basketball, I would be very, very surprised. I'd be very surprised if there was not an SEC team that found itself playing into the final weekend. The basketball has just been too good. The players have just been too good. This tournament, I think, has shown you the best will be the best.